Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 66 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, brother. We got a funny show.
Funny haha?
We're funny like a clown.
That's right. Tonight we're drinking
clown shoes. You ready to get rolling, brother?
Let's do this.
Aight.
So keeping with the good times, we have a very special presence. At all of our shows, we have something special going on, and we've got a really
all
special
presence. All of our shows
present.
Are in very, very special.
Absolutely. Now, wait till you hear the story behind this one. Sick Puppy, you're the one that's been mostly in contact with this brewery, so if you want to tell the quick history of what happened here.
I got an email one day through our contact form by Jesse Dooley. Or J-Dog, as he...
J-Dog.
Seems to be like to be called.
Word. My whiteness is getting to me.
Yeah. And Jesse is a representative, or ambassador, as he likes to call himself.
Ambassador.
Of the Clown Shoes beer line.
Clown Shoes.
Through Mercury Brewing Company out of... Massachusetts.
That's a beautiful name, Clown Shoes. Now, hopefully it doesn't deter anybody who's afraid of clowns.
I don't know the backstory behind that, but I'd love to hear it. But yeah, Jesse sent us an email, and you know, he graciously offered to send us some beers for us to try.
We willingly accepted.
Yes, of course.
Twisted our arms, but we decided.
Jesse, you know, we're going to be honest, brother. That's what we do here.
Just because you send us beers doesn't mean we're automatically going to say, oh, this is the best beer in the world. No, we're not like that.
We're cool, but, you know, we're honest.
That's another show.
Right on. And I don't know if you want to get into this now, Spoon, but he also sent us something else.
Oh, the special giveaway for the show. You got to check this out.
Might as well do it now, right?
Let's do it now. Typical SIDT contest. You go to our website, fill out the contest form. Bazinga. There you go. You get a prize.
We actually have three prizes this time, Spoon. They're all identical, you know. But we have three of the same. Jesse had also sent us three beer glasses. Pint glasses with the Clown Shoes brewery logo on the side.
So you get three glasses. Actually, I think there might have been four, but we broke one. Mailman broke one. No, he did send us three of them. So
he also
sent us
some very cool graphics for all his all the beers as well. It will be inside your glass if you win.
So here's what we're going to do. It's not just one winner. We're going to have three winners because we want to spread the wealth around.
Yeah, man, this is great. He was very generous in doing this. So you know,
I'm more impressed that the glasses made the trip.
Yeah, no doubt.
All the way from Massachusetts.
Love the glasses, but I was really worried about the beers.
Well, yeah, the
even
important
more.
Things first, but right. You have to admit, the beers, people are usually more meticulous with wrapping them and packaging them, making sure they're okay. Glasses, yeah, they're like, what the fuck, throw them in.
He did a fine job, by the way. Came in the styrofoam containers.
You had them in styrofoam?
Yeah,
that guy doesn't mess around.
It's the bottle holders, yeah.
Well, these are wow, I really like these stickers.
Yeah, they're nice, man.
Very cool.
Very cool artwork. The labels for these beers are very well done. You know, I'm impressed by the artwork as well.
Jesse, one thing I would suggest, and this is just coming from a marketing point of view, put your website on your stickers.
Yeah, there you go.
Just so people know where to find you. I'm just throwing that out there, bud. But I do like these glasses. These are very cool stickers. You could stick them on your guitar case, on your car, on your beer packaging, whatever you have that you like to graffiti up. But don't put them on other people's cars because they might get angry and shoot you. Because those are the times we live in. Or you'll get tased, actually. Because we like to tase you, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
Can we get sued for that? Did he copyright that phrase?
No.
Good.
I'm sure that's been yelled by many of criminals.
Don't tase me, bro!
That one just made the internet.
All right, well, let's get into these beers. I'm getting pretty thirsty. Anyways, those are the rules for the contest. You send us a message there on our contact form. On the contest form.
On the contest form, yes.
And then we'll pick a winner, three winners from there. And then also, while you're submitting things, because you like to go to our website, shouldidrinkthat.com, we do have a new feature on there that we just started, too. You can ask us anything. And we'll get into some of these questions later.
Even why does it hurt when I pee?
We'll answer that.
Yep.
It's a very simple form. You just go there. You don't even have to put your name on. You can do it anonymously. You just ask us any question you want about craft beer, about hockey, about cigarettes, cigars, whatever. We'll find an answer for you.
Yeah. I mean, even it has to do with our opinions on, you know, where we get our beers around here locally. Or
if there's anything you want to ask breweries. Us about how we got started, if you don't know that, but you should be listening since episode one.
Yeah.
But if you haven't, there's new people. Hey, we're kosher with that.
And even if you want questions answered in regards to certain breweries, we can try and find that information for you as well.
Yeah, especially the local ones. I know we could always count on Scott Smith or Matt over at Voodoo or Jim up in Erie.
Yep.
Those guys are really on the ball with getting back to us on questions. So, it's hey, if you want us to ask the brewers, we'll do that, but not the Milwaukee Brewers.
Nice, thanks. Way to throw a sports
reference
in there.
Hey, now we're going to drink another beer. Actually, the first beer of the evening is.
So, Spoon, before we get into that, into the beers this evening, a little history on the brewery itself.
Well, I guess that should be a must since most people probably don't know about Clown Shoes yet.
Yeah. The Clown Shoe beers are actually brewed by Ipswich Brewing Company.
Not the same company that makes the FTP switch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I thought when I first saw the name. Like,
Ipswich.
Don't they make FTP software?
I believe that's Ipswich, Massachusetts is the name. How clever. They make the Ipswich Ale and a couple other beers. Haven't really had any of their beers specifically yet. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, if you're listening. Okay, so the Clown Shoes line of beers are brewed by Mercury Brewing out of Ipswich, Massachusetts. And from what I can, so far what I've been able to dig up is Jesse and his business partner, I believe, come up with an idea to sell their own beers.
American dream.
Yeah, I mean, they already have an import business. It's Arborway Imports out of Lexington, Massachusetts. And they thought, hey, why don't we make our own beers? We're selling beers. Let's make our own. So they're contract brewed through Mercury Brewing Company. And that's basically the cliff notes on the history there.
Well, cool. Let's start drinking their beers.
Yeah,
let's find out what the deal is here.
Let's get to it, right?
All right. First off, I got an issue with our glassware. What the hell? You got to get a picture of our glassware to show everybody. There's my glass. It's a little itty-bitty glass. And then there's
They're the same glass, Spoon.
The same manufacturer of the glass. He's got the big boy glass. Yeah. Go figure that one. So what's the deal with the glasses here? Because you guys got to figure out you'll see in the pictures.
They're both triple Carmelite glasses. And I got the small one from a friend at Sharp Edge.
The beer goddess.
Yes. Thank you.
From episode 9.
Love you for that.
Back in the day.
Then I was at Vintage Estates. And I got another gift. It's the exact same glass, but it's like three
bigger.
Times the size.
It's a huge goblet.
I could put
what
a bomber
like.
In
Look
here, I
thing.
Think. It's gigantic. Yeah.
That's what you
so
said.
I better pour your beers first.
Yeah, pour mine first. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to bogart the whole damn thing.
I am. So, Spoon, what's the first beer we have?
I kind of dig the label on this one. Because when you hear the name, Clementine is the name of the beer.
Clementine.
Yes, it's got a orange tree on it. Which if you've ever had Clementines before, they're like the miniature oranges that are out there. Or as
kind of like a tangerine, maybe?
Yeah, as Lushy likes to call them, the Oh My Darlings.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah, no.
But it is a locally brewed white ale. Yeah, you know our history with white ales. It's either we like them or we don't. But Clementine is a beer conceived in a dream.
Ooh.
In the middle of a blistering beatdown of a day, we use Clementine, sweet orange peel, coriander, and Summit hops to smack that mean day upside the head with a refreshing clown shoe. That's awesome. I like that. 6% alcohol by volume.
I got a little more to that story, Spoon.
What's that?
So, yeah, you know, you read the little thing on the bottle there, right?
Oh, way to out me. I appreciate it.
Then they say, not sure what else to say, so I guess I'll be repetitive. I was hot, tired, sweaty, and so deeply thirsty, a vision of a brew entered my brain. Today I got to drive around in 85-degree heat and hit a bunch of spots with Clementine. The real thing, opening bottles for folks who were starting to get rank, like me, feeling the temperature rise. It was awesome.
I love that.
That's from the first release of the Clementine.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that. Hey, at least he's honest. Yeah, or they're honest about it.
That's funny as hell.
All right. Well, let's pop this one open. Hand me my mini-me glass.
Yeah, there you go, brother. You get Junior.
What a bitch. All right.
Hey, they're my glasses. I get that big fat boy.
Oh, that looks...
Well, sure, let me pour my own, Spoon. Thanks.
Well, I can't reach your big-ass glass over there. Oh, check that. That's a beautiful color. That's incredibly golden. Oh, could you look any more like a snob pouring that? He's got his nose up in the air like, whoa.
I was posing.
Now, see, the first thing I noticed right off the bat is the head went away. It disappeared. It dissipated very, very fast. Oh, thanks for the bottom part. I appreciate that.
I'm just giving you more
look
head,
at all
Spoon.
The beer in your freaking glass.
Well, we're about even. Mine's just wider and fatter.
All right.
Beer glass, that is.
Yeah, we're going to have to document this one so you can see the basic difference between the two.
Looks like a beautiful beer, Spoon.
Oh, absolutely. The aesthetics on this are very nice. It might have a little bit to do with the glass that you're using, too, since yours is so much bigger than mine.
My quaffing will be better than yours.
All right. See, this is what I noticed, though. Look, your head's staying around a little bit longer than the one that is on mine.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, that's why the glass matters, dude.
Try not to break it on tits and ass.
See, these are, like, very fragile beer glasses, so yeah.
Ooh.
And definitely get that wit.
Oh, absolutely.
White ale aroma.
Yeah, a lot of the citrus right up front. Yeah, a little of the coriander.
Mine's actually a little hard to get that aroma out of because I can't cut my hand over it.
Well, you know, if you had a schnoz like Phil over My Life as a Foodie, you could probably get a whole nose full of that one.
Let me steal a Gary Vaynerchuk comment. Let's do a little sniffy sniff.
A sniffy sniff.
Sorry, Gary. Don't sue me.
Mm. Oh, I like this. Is a really good summer beer.
It is about 90 degrees out today. Maybe we should be doing this outside.
That's true. It was 93 on my way over to Studio A. The one thing I'm noticing right away is I'm actually not getting a lot on my palate. I'm getting more on the roof of my mouth. It's like it's sticking to the top.
Oh, yeah, I agree. It's that citrus
that just
kind of lingers.
Wow.
In a good way, though. I like it. It's refreshing.
Yeah, because the plus side to this is if you're outside and, you know, like I said, this is an ideal summer beer. You don't want that sitting on your palate and then you're sitting there going, I got to get this off or give me some more water. But this is, it feels like springtime in my mouth. I think I stole that off another show, too.
So, let me give good. You what.
Well, I just What's got a whole mouthful of coriander. Whoa.
Let me give you the description that Jesse sent us. This is their latest offering, you know, from the Clown Shoes Beers line. It's a Belgian-style wit beer, like we said, light-bodied and perfect for summer. It utilizes Chambly yeast to energetically shape its wheat malt base.
Now, is that a typical yeast that's used for these? Or
it is for this style,
okay.
For the wheats. Also incorporated in the brewing process is an essence of clementine, a hint of coriander, and Summit hops for a nice dry hop finish. That bite,
yeah.
That stickiness you get at the end is kind of that dry hop from the Summit.
I don't buy the whole small usage of coriander there because I just got a mouthful.
I do. It wasn't overpowering for me at all.
Well, it's because you got the big-ass glass.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm a bitch about the whole show. No, it's, I really like
I'll
this
I'll buy
one.
You one, Spoon. Jeez.
But I do get the, you can tell the hops that are in it, though. I mean, it's definitely giving it that nice dry finish to it, which is really good for a summer beer.
Yeah, and I don't want to say this one's well-balanced, because it isn't, but not in a bad way. It's balanced...
accordingly for
exactly
for what you're gonna probably be doing while you're drinking this
beer. You get each different flavor. They're not over top of one another. Right. One doesn't hide the other in that well balanced kind of definition.
Mm, I'm getting a nice citrus on my lips with this one too. That's a nice aftertaste.
It's nice, and this is an easy drinking 5.9% beer. And I guess the word for it is dynamic.
Oh, there you
How's
go.
How's that? It's a dynamic, flavorful beer.
I could have a really good time with this in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is one that'll like satisfy the beer snobs or beer geeks, but also kind of, you know, be easy on the palate for a newbie craft beer drinker as well.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really, really good. This. Yeah. Nice, you know, session of beer.
What I like, too, with the hops that are used in it, besides the fact that it's dry, is it's not like a punch in the face of hops. Which
exactly.
A lot of people are starting to do
well,
that now.
Well, I didn't want that punch in the face of the citrus. The clementine, that's why I didn't want. And that's why I love this, because it's not there. You get that flavor, Spoon, but it's not in your face.
Right.
I love that.
See, that's what I'm liking with this, too, is I know I've already said this, but it's because of that dryness. I could go outside, cut the grass, watch people cutting my grass, whatever. And I'm not sitting there going, oh, God, I got to drink another one. My mouth is just so puckering up and everything.
Yeah, this is perfect, man.
This is great.
Love it. Love it.
Wow. I like a beer called Clementine. Go figure. And I honestly don't like clementines either. My wife will eat the hell out of them, but I
can't really say I like them or not. I like them in this beer, that's for sure.
There's how we're going to get the youth of America to eat their fruit. We're going to put it in beer form.
Beer, yes. See, speaking of that, Spoon, I was at Costco today, and I wanted to make that Kiewit beer again.
Oh, yeah. Is that what those things are over on your counter?
4 pounds of kiwis I got. But I also found mangoes.
Mango.
So maybe this is a question for our listeners. Should I, because questions in my own head.
Okay.
Should I cut the kiwi recipe in half as far as the kiwis go and add the mangoes instead? So it's a kiwi mango kind of mix? Or should I do a mango beer and a kiwi beer?
I think you should call it Snapple.
Yeah.
Because you're taking their recipe. But putting alcohol in it, which makes it even better.
That's right.
That's what makes it the better stuff.
And what I've come to realize, and maybe some people have caught this as well, ever since I made that Kiewit, I still don't like fruit beers that much, but I love making them. It's just the ingredients that go into them are fun.
Well, see, that's the thing. A lot of brewers like to make certain styles of beer, but they don't like to drink them.
Yeah.
Because it's the creativity, I think, that goes into making them.
Exactly, dude. Yep. I'm catching that bug now, I think. So I still want to make that Dorian beer.
You know, there's a lot of people that were speaking out against it. Like,
I know,
don't
dude. Yeah,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
In fact, trying to find a brewery that was going to let you do it, because you had talked about doing that up in Erie.
Yeah.
And Jim Hicks was like, no freaking way. No, don't even bring that in.
I don't even want to do that in my own house, because that stinky-ass thing fermenting, oh, I don't know, dude.
If anybody would like to try that at their house with Sick Puppy brewing it there.
I already had that offer.
Oh, did you?
It will be done.
Sweet.
Yeah. So look forward to that. I just need to get a Dorian fruit.
They're what, like $24 a pound or something like that?
It's like $24-25 for one fruit. Yeah.
We'll go down to...
I'm willing to pay that, dude.
Well, you know what? There's an idea for a show what we could do. Well,
what's that?
In fact, this could be a crossover for shouldibrewthat.com. We'll get a video camera. We'll go down in the strip district and have you picking out like your ingredients. You're buying local. You're brewing local.
That's awesome. That's a great
idea.
And
then we'll just walk around and maybe we could talk to the people that are selling the fruits or whatever and say, here's what we're going to do with it. What do you think?
Yeah.
How do you think this will taste?
Well, some of them places down the strip, I don't think we could do that. Because half of them don't speak good English.
That's true.
Yeah.
They'll probably go, beer number one. Go, Joe.
I don't know what you'll say. You have penny? Here's your change.
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Sorry for anyone listening into the car stereo that just got deaf right now.
What? What ain't no country I ever heard of? Do they speak English and what?
What?
There's always room for Samuel L. Jackson in your life.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so back to the beer, dude. What do you think? Clementine? Good to go?
Oh, yeah, I give it a definite thumbs up.
Yeah,
this is
me
a great
too,
beer.
Man. Now, one thing, when you listen to this show, or if you listen to this show, I just had one question as a brewer, now that we're on that kind of subject. And I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just curious if you guys actually used actual clementines or some sort of extract for this. I don't think either way it won't take away from the beer. I have no opinion on that one way or the other. I expected the aroma of this beer to be a lot more in your face.
I was expecting a little bit more of the citrus from the clementines.
I get it. You can smell it. But again, Spoon.
This is really good, though.
That's not a critique. I mean, I like that. I'm glad it's not punching you in the face.
You know what this is a good beer for?
Because a lot of your taste sensations come from the aromas.
This is a good beer for all those bitches that put orange peels in their Blue Moon and everything. And we always say, if I want fruit in my beer, I brew it that way. This is it.
This is what you should be doing. Correct.
This is what you should. Yeah, this is exactly what you should be doing. Drink this beer because you'll never touch a Blue Moon again.
Oh, this is awesome.
I like it a lot, man. This is very good.
Beer number one.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
We have to come up with a rating system.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Well, we've been talking about that for years.
Yeah, I know, dude. Well, it's so hard to do that because any rating system always has its flaws. And all right, dude.
Well, hey, let's take some questions here while we're
getting ready for questions. Yeah. We have questions.
So I had posted on our Facebook account and our Twitter account, which if you're not following us, go to twitter.com/SIDT or facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat. Join our Twitter followers and also get on our Facebook group, which I try to update daily. Sick Puppy tries to jump on once in a while too, but he hates the Facebook because of all the freaks.
I don't hate it. I just don't frequent it.
So go on there. You're going to hear from at least one of us. Like I said, we check it daily to see what's going on, see what everyone's talking about.
You want me to rant a little bit? Just a small rant.
Go for it, because I got.
I've actually ranted on SIDT for a long time.
Well, go ahead, because I have to pull up the questions.
All right, this won't be a huge rant, but you mentioned Facebook. You mentioned why I'm never on Facebook. I had an epiphany. Epiphany.
English.
Machinery.
Shut up.
I had an epiphany. When I was laid off from my job.
Our job, our company.
Yes. I was constantly on Facebook.
Really?
Got my new job. Was never on Facebook. Hence, that thought that kicked into my brain is the only reason you're on Facebook is you have too much fucking time on your hands. Go outside, for Christ's sake. Do something with your life.
People can get Facebook on their phones, though, so they are outside, but that's what drives me nuts. No, people do that.
I know they do, but majority probably does not.
You'd be surprised, and I can only say that because
But you get my point.
Yeah, my job is social
media. I was all over
Facebook
when I didn't have a freaking job because I had nothing but time.
Oh, yeah. But now people are taking pictures of everything and posting it right away, and I saw a friend of mine was...
But that's my rant on Facebook.
That's perfectly fine. That's very cool. I know right where you're coming from, because when I was laid off, I was on there all the time. Plus, I was playing poker. And
I just crop dusted the studio.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
If you don't get that reference, think about that for a moment.
He's not prairie dogging it. He just crop dusted it.
I have gas.
So, yeah, I had friends that went to like Vegas and went out to the islands and, you know, went traveling all over. And all they did was they kept uploading stuff to Facebook the whole time. I'm like, you're on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Put the phone away.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that drives me
nuts. Enjoy your life. Let it go. At least for a fucking week.
Yeah.
And I'm a tech guy and I say that. So, you know.
Okay. So the first question is for both of us.
Oh, what do we got? What do we got?
And we'll have to listen back. Here's what we do is you go to shouldidrinkthat.com, and there's a link on the right-hand side for Ask Us Anything. You click on that. You go to a website that will – you can submit a question anonymously. You don't have to fill anything else out. So, yeah, go to the site. When you submit the question, it is anonymous if you want, or if you have an account, you can send it to us. And as we answer the questions, they'll appear on the site. So it's, you know, it's really easy to do. We are going to read some of the questions that are submitted to us on the show. Some of them are really good. Like I said, I submitted this on Twitter and Facebook. People start sending us questions right away, which was very
cool. That's
awesome.
I love this idea.
So the first question is for both of us. What do you drink when you don't drink beer? Seriously. Alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
And or non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Honestly,
Well, that kind of runs the gamut. That's a wide open question. Let's break that down, Spoon.
Oh, shit.
When you're in party mode or you want to drink and there is no beer? And what do you drink like during the day, you know, instead of cracking a beer mid-afternoon?
I get tanked at work all the time.
Used to at my old job.
Yeah, we used to.
God, I miss that.
Used to at Erickson all the time.
All right, do you want to answer first?
Sure. This one's actually pretty easy for me. I only drink water. I'm pretty boring.
No. That's why I kind of did this.
I'm a connoisseur of water.
But what do you drink, like, in party mode when there's no beer? It says alcoholic and non-alcoholic, yeah. So let's do both.
All right. Well, for everyday drinking, I usually only drink water. I'm not a fan of caffeine or anything like that. It's not that I don't like the taste. I've never been into it, so I don't like chug Mountain Dew or coffee. In fact, I hate coffee, so I never drink coffee. I drink a lot of iced tea. Actually, Turner's iced tea is probably the best drink in the world.
Yeah, that may be local thing.
Yeah. If I'm going to do something, it's going to be Turner's iced tea. And party mode. If I'm at a party and there's
beer that you don't want to drink, no beer at all.
I drink Coke.
Ah.
I'll drink a Coke.
No, if they have rum, perhaps?
That's what goes in the Coke.
Ah, see, I should have let you finish. I
walk around with a Coke in my glass, but there's usually rum that's in it. Now,
there you go.
See, because here's the other thing. If I'm not drinking beer and I'm drinking alcohol.
Yeah, that's what I was getting
at. Yeah, if I'm going to drink alcohol, I drink Sailor Jerry's rum, which I'm absolutely addicted to. It's the seahorse. If you haven't tried it, drink it. You'll understand. You see shit. Besides that, I usually drink a lot of gin, actually.
Black.
Hendrix is my favorite gin of all time. So I'll drink that. In fact, there's been times where I'll just go buy a bottle of gin and put it on the rocks and sit on the couch and watch my son be an idiot.
And mix it with Old Milwaukee?
No.
Was that rum?
All right. Quick story, just to clarify this.
Well, this kind of fits in with this. I love
so
this.
So what I used to do, back before we started the show.
You're on crack.
And in fact, I haven't done this recently, but if you want a quick buzz, you get a six-pack of Miller Lite and you drop a shot of vodka in it, you're going to be tanked by the end of that.
Oh, it was vodka. I'm sorry.
It was vodka. Stuff without flavor to it. So you still drink the Miller Lite, but you get screwed up really fast.
That's insane.
Because you all know what my tolerance is like. So a six pack is usually nothing. That's like what I have before.
Especially of that Miller Lite.
Yeah, a six pack of Miller Lite.
Why you're drinking in the first place? But
well, that's usually what I drink.
Another story.
Before I go to church, I'll drink a six pack of Miller Lite.
Ha!
But if you want to tie one on quick, you drop a shot of vodka in anything really, and you get tuned up. One drink I used to drink a lot was. We would get a Guinness, and we would drop a shot of vanilla Stoli in it. Freaking awesome. I love that stuff. But so those are my other drinks that I have. But normally, if I go to your house and I ask for water, it's not an insult. I drink a lot of water. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, even for me, I'm kind of the same as Spoon. I do drink a ton of water if it's non-alcoholic. But what I am addicted to are them gigantic cans of flavored coffee, caffeine drinks.
Really?
Like the Monster, the Starbucks.
Oh, I can't. Oh, those I love are too those. Sweet for me.
Oh, love those, man. I'm addicted to that shit.
That might be the thing is the fact
it's not
that,
very metal, but I love it.
Well, that might be what the issue is. I don't like a lot of sweet things, so I'm naturally not into a lot
of
the caffeine.
Well, they have a lot of the darker ones too, dude, but you don't like coffee. So.
I've never been into those.
Energy drinks I don't do, but the coffee energy drinks I love. As far as alcohol, when I don't drink beer, I think my go-to is whiskey.
I see that, yeah.
I drink a lot of whiskey.
He's
not
an
so
angry
much,
drunk.
White trash, you know. Which brings me to my next point is I don't always drink good whiskey. It's just whiskey. I love
that's
whiskey.
That's why you have the Grey
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
That's right. But yeah, whiskey's my side drink. Never mixed with anything. Never on the rocks. I'm doing whiskey.
Straight from the bottle?
Straight. Well, sometimes I drink out of the bottle.
Do you ever drink the whiskey and play the Wii?
I've done Drunken Mario Kart with you in the past.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we were drinking beer, though, on Tiki Chat and playing Mario Kart, and people couldn't figure
out
why.
DUI Mario Kart. It's awesome. If you haven't had a chance to do that, just get drunk with your friends online if you're bored at home and just drinking and driving in Mario Kart. It's awesome.
Now, I've played other games. I have an Xbox, too, so I've played NHL and everything, and that's not as much fun because you have to have coordination for that. Mario Kart, you could be shit-faced and just crash into everything and blow
people
up. Except
for Rainbow Road. Rainbow Road sucks.
That's a bad acid trip.
And it sounds stupid.
All right, next question.
Yeah, so, dude, bottom line is caffeinated coffee drinks, cold ones, love them, and whiskey. Those are my two.
All right, next question is, do you have any scars on your body? If so, how'd you get them?
I have two.
Okay. Besides a broken heart.
Ouch.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to go eat a bullet now.
Suck on cold steel. But yeah, I do have two scars. One I got at a really young age. I think I was maybe 12 years old or something like that, somewhere around in there, before my preteen days. But my neighbor's dog actually bit the side of my face off.
Ow.
Like my whole cheek on the left side. There's a little scar here still and down here.
Oh, that's why you're so ugly.
Yeah. Right. But he actually, I held my cheek in paper towel going to the hospital.
Oh, dude.
Blood everywhere. And yeah, it was ugly. But I won't tell you what happened afterwards. I got my just desserts, I'll say that. But if you want to know what happened,
Ka-blam.
I don't want to say on the show because it's a little rough. These days, this happened when I was a kid. But saying that, I mean, it's a natural thing. It's what, you know, a lot of people actually do. But yeah, if you wanted the secret behind that, I'll tell you privately.
Now, I only have one scar. I don't even know. I could look. It's still kind of there. When I was in sixth grade, I was racing a 10 speed against one of the other kids in my class. And this is up in Erie. And we're coming down Bird Drive, and we make this turn on the 26th Street. And we didn't know it, but at the time, they had just put fresh cinders down.
Ouch.
Yeah. So I wiped out on this bike. Now, this would have been like mid-80s or whatever. This bike was probably from like the 60s, whatever. And it was my brother's bike. So I wipe out, and I look at my leg, and it's just covered in blood. I'm like, son of a bitch, it
awesome.
Sucks. So I go back. It's my leg's all bloody. My bike takes off. He doesn't even want to be around it. So I go back to my house, and I'm in the bathroom. I'm cleaning it up and everything, and my knee's just all, like, just ripped apart. And my mom's like, well, you know, what's going on? I'm like, oh, nothing. I just cut my leg. Well, she finally opened the bathroom door and just saw blood everywhere. She's like, oh, my God. Meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's nothing. So they take me to the ER. We wait 4 hours. They finally bring me back, and they're like, oh, my God, we got to, like, suture your knee back up. So they're stitching and they're like, well, what's something that, you know, that we can get your mind off it while we're giving you the shots of Novocaine and everything. So it's by chance I was in the spelling bee the following day. So I had to spell the word bicentennial and I couldn't spell it at the time.
Wow.
So I kept saying that over and over again. Then I saw the metal brush go to
knee. Did I have my brother, dude? I was there in the hospital when he wrecked his bike on a bike trail in Titusville. He hit moss and just wiped the hell out.
Well, that's
flying.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Yeah, do the wire brush to get all that gravelly shit out of your wound. Oh, dude.
So my knee was bandaged up for a while, whatever. So there's like a little bit of a scar left from that. And then also when I was in cross country, I blew out my knee. So, you know, they had to go in and fix that shit up. But yeah, those are basically the only scars that I have. Let's see.
I'm proud of my scars.
I like mine. I don't really have any beer drinking scars or anything like that, thankfully.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of beer drinking horror stories, but they're not really scars.
Besides
maybe emotional scars.
Besides that, I'm the pristine-looking human being that I am.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I'm a train wreck.
We'll take one more now, and then we'll do one more later. The next question is from a gentleman named, I want to say Jorn.
Jorn,
or
yes.
Jorn.
Jorn.
What's the absolute worst thing you ever drank?
Have you seen our videos?
Butternuts.
Oh, butternuts.
Butternuts is the worst thing I've ever drank.
I mean,
next to the Clamato.
They were bad beers, but I think he's thinking more on the lines of nastiness as far as, holy fuck, why'd you drink that? Or, holy shit, I can't believe I bought this. And
if that's the case, then it's the Clamato.
The Clamato?
The Clamato was probably one of the worst things I ever drank. I drank some like old beers, whatever. But like just to actually drink something and go, this is the most disgusting thing ever, was probably the Clamato, which is Bud Light mixed with tomato juice and clam juice.
I'm glad you lost that one.
Yeah, there's a video of that on YouTube. Go check that shit out.
For me, I'm kind of torn. It's a love-hate relationship. Stro 80.
Oh, that's bad. It's evil. Oh. It rips your guts out.
It's a rum that has the potency of grain alcohol, pretty much.
Well, they say
I love
rum.
It because it'll knock you on your ass.
We did but, shots of that stuff.
Oh, man. That's all I do. I don't mix drinks. So straight up, dude, or nothing. And holy shit, that stuff's rough. I mean, that's probably my biggest challenge in my veteran drinking career.
All right, so what's the next beer we got?
Yeah, let's go back to the beers, man. Those are great questions, by the way.
Awesome.
Keep
questions.
Them coming. That's actually fun for us.
Kind of
digs into our personal lives a little bit. But
what we'll start doing too is as we start getting more questions, we'll do a contest for whatever ones that we read on the show. We'll put you into a drawing for a prize, or maybe we'll give each person that we read their question a prize or something.
We love you guys, so
and we get a lot of free shit too. So
you participate, we reward. That's how it goes, brother. I've been really looking forward to this one. This one caught my eye.
Because of the artwork, isn't it?
The artwork, yeah. It's beautiful, really. I mean, it's cool and beautiful. It's got this...
I'd hit that.
Yeah. It's got this bikini angel with clown shoes on, high-heeled clown shoes and wings. It's called the Brown Angel Brown Ale. It's a locally brewed double brown ale, dude.
Ooh.
Double brown ale. Yeah, there's beautiful artwork on this bottle, and just the style of this particular beer really intrigued me. I don't think I've ever had a double brown ale.
Oh, really?
So I'm not a huge fan of brown ales.
Okay.
Because they are kind of eh.
Eh, yeah.
But a double, I'm intrigued. So let's check this out.
Thanks for being generous to yourself.
Yeah,
sir, there.
I'm actually looking at the bottle, so I don't,
he's not thinking
take more than you, Bo.
He's not thinking, hey, that's right, Spoon's got a smaller glass than I do right now.
I'm proud of this gigantic beer vessel. It's my new favorite.
Oh, check out the head on that.
Wow.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Nicely done, man. Nicely done.
Check that out. Wow, that looks glorious.
Yeah, it does look glorious, dude.
Oh, I'm going to finish that off there.
Nice. Hey, give me what's left there. A little head back on mine.
Oh, that looks awesome. I like that. I like my glass better than yours.
That actually reminds me of something that's really cool, dude, about Vintage Estate.
What's that?
Is certain beers that they sell on tap.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the head retention, a lot of beers are, you want that head retention, right? It's part of the style.
Right.
So what they do is they will pour you a draft beer, and they'll give you a smaller,
like a sampler glass
with that same beer in it, so you can just pick that up and just reconstitute the head and the beer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Oh, very cool.
Very well thought out.
I've always gotten the big boy glasses while I was there.
Yeah,
so
right on.
Grab that. All right, let's... Raises
tits and ass.
Tits and ass.
Well, the aroma is definitely brown.
Yeah, it's a strong brown right there.
You get malt right in the face, which is great. Mm. Damn.
Wow, that's very brown.
That's that.
Chocolatey.
Maris Otter malt, yeah.
Wow.
You got a little coffee in there, too. And almost, you get some toffee?
Yeah, hold on. One second.
I definitely get some toffee in there. That finish to me is like toffee.
I'm not getting toffee as much as it's just straight up chocolate.
Mm. I get both.
It's not like the
Hershey's front end
chocolate.
Of me is chocolate, and then but the back end's toffee, like that lighter toffee.
Yeah, I could see where you're getting that. It's wow.
I mean, they use 1,500 pounds of Maris Otter malt in this recipe.
Traditional English malt gives the beer a sweet start, both on the nose and mostly on the palate, to balance out the three-tiered American hop profile. East Kent Golding is an English hop traditionally used in brown ales. Mm-hmm. Amarillo gives the ale a little bit of a perfume.
It's the aromatic hop. Yep.
And Cascade gives the ale a precise finish. Wow, I can get the Cascade.
That's the hop
by
the end, man. Yeah.
I definitely Cascade's get the
Cascade a strong hop. It's a powerful hop.
This is a very versatile beer and weighs in at about 7% alcohol by volume. They want you to pair this up with some grilled meats. You can see that. Chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like chocolate and chocolate. Because I got chocolate out of that, actually. And really earthy cheeses.
I get a little coffee, some chocolate, and then I definitely get that toffee at the end for me.
I'm trying to get this to warm up a little bit because serving temperature is 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, which I always do anyway. This is available year-round, just like the Whitbeer, the Clementine.
God, I'm really liking this.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big brown fan either, like you
are. I'm not either, but this is not a traditional brown ale, dude. This is a step above.
Wow.
It's got that malt aroma. It's nice.
I like this, yeah.
It's got a little punch to it.
Would you say that I'm drinking out of the Gary Coleman version of the glasses?
Whoa! Way to slam the dead guy already.
Is it too soon?
No, it's never too soon, dude. I'm sick, puppy. Come on. I should have thought of that one.
Yes. Sorry for the loss of Gary Coleman. And
what you talking about, Spoon?
And, yeah, shocker to hear that one.
Not really. Not
Dennis Hopper, too.
It's Dennis Hopper,
we've lost a lot
man.
Of great guys in the last couple weeks. So while we're working on these beers, we had a call into the Drunk Dial hotline today.
Oh, Drunk Dial. I haven't heard a Drunk Dial hotline call for a while,
and actually,
bud.
We've been collecting a lot of the calls, so we're going to just do in one episode, especially for...
Yeah, you know what? If you don't hear yours right away, it's not like we ignored you.
No, it's...
We'd be getting hammered with Drunk Dial calls, so be patient.
But this one came in today, and I had to play it. It's from our affiliate office down in the Carolinas.
Oh, very nice.
From the Kurgan. And
our roving reporter,
Kurgan, the roving reporter that we have, awesome guy.
I thought he was dead.
No, he just moved. He moved to Wolfenbeck.
Oh, that's okay.
So he called me today. And he said, "Dude, I'm at a wine festival, and I got to call the Drunk Dial hotline."
We're a beer show.
I know. Well, that's the thing, is he's a beer guy, and I don't know if his wife made him go to this thing or whatever. Maybe to balance out the whole "I'm a beer guy, you're a wine lady."
Nothing
whatever.
Against wine, but you know.
Oh, nothing at all. So you guys got to. You guys got to hear this. So, yeah, he called me like right before I came over to Studio A. And I was like, "Dude, I'm putting this on." So, here's a message from the Kurgan for people that go to wine festivals.
Let me just explain to you guys why a beer fest is so much better than a wine fest. A, it's got beer, so that right there gives it a step up above the wine fest. Two, you can find the right people who either have brought enough beer with them, or B, are close enough that they will give you a full glass. At a wine festival, if you get a 1 ounce glass, you're lucky as hell. All right, this is Kurgan. Later.
I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm sorry that you have to go through that pain. Hopefully you brought some beer with you.
And hopefully you actually drank the wine and didn't spit it out.
You know, I hope you swished it around, gurgled with it, and said, "Man, this tastes like a barley wine." Oh,
you guys got any Mad Dog? Not really a wine, but hobo wine.
Ironically, I went to college with the Kurgan. We went to freshman and sophomore years together at Pitt. And
he's been a roving reporter for a long time, but I think that's the first we've ever had him on the show.
Well, I've known him for like 15 years now, and he's a really good friend of mine.
Right on.
And when he called and told me that, I'm like, "Dude, I got to do something with this," especially because when we were in college, we used to drink Mad Dog. Along with all the other cheap stuff. You're a Pitt. You're 18 years old.
You always just tell me about you guys drinking boxed wine all the time.
No, that was at Oakland when I moved
here.
Oh,
that was afterwards. Okay.
That was like 98 when I moved here. Griff and I would pound the boxed wine. That's nasty. Chez Able Red makes you look fancy.
I grew up with my parents drinking Riuniti on ice. Oh. So nice.
I hated those commercials.
Nasty.
You look back at it now, though, like you don't see the commercials like you did back then. Like back in the 80s, they had jingles and stuff. Kids were like, "Oh yeah, I want to try this when I get older."
I think what killed that was all the coolers that come out in the 80s.
Fucking Bartles and James started that shit.
Wine companies were like, "No, we're not competing with that shit." No.
I do remember. Didn't Kathy Lee Gifford do Riuniti commercials?
I know there's still some wine coolers out there, but you never see them advertised anymore.
No.
Ever. Well, maybe like Mike's Hard Lemonade and shit.
That's not a wine cooler, though. That's the
closest thing we can get to that anymore.
Oh, right? There's Seagram's has some because it's Lushy and her friends.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Seagram's ice shit.
In fact, when we were cleaning out the basement, getting ready for moving and all that stuff, I found a case of wine coolers in our basement.
An entire case?
An entire case of them. Oh, yeah, they got pitched. Along with, do you remember when you gave me those that case of Michelob? From like when we first started the show.
Dude, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah, those were in my basement.
Holy shit.
They got pitched. I wasn't even going to try it. Unless she's like, "Well, you got beer." I'm like, "No, do not even open it.
No.
I should have given that to Otis. Damn, I didn't even think of that.
We should have drank it on the show, the video, me doing stupid shit again.
Ugh. It's already been pitched. I give it to the kids.
That reminds me, Spoon. We haven't had a chugging challenge for a while. Why not? Let's bring that up again. We've kind of run the gamut of crap beer, and we will not chug a good craft beer.
No.
So,
what's next?
Yeah, what's next?
That's for you guys to decide. Yep. Think of something for us to chug, and then we'll do the voting system. Actually, yeah. I think it's you anyways. You're the next one, because I had to do the Kamado was the last one.
No, that's not how it works, dude. People vote.
Shit. Shit.
But now that you said that, I'm going to lose. Bastard.
Vote Sick Puppy. Yeah, so if you guys have a drink out there or even a beer or something that you've had that's really disgusting. Actually, you know what we should get?
What?
Is it the, is it the Sam's Club beer? Or the 7-Eleven beer that came out like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's if you can get us some of that.
Yeah, we don't get that in PA, so.
If you can get us some of that, we'll chug that. You and I will both chug that.
I like how the font on that bottle looks exactly like Bud Light font.
I know.
So you got to, dude, they had to have the lawyers up their ass on that. So I think, I'm just guessing here, that Bud is making it for them.
Oh, you know they are in the background. They make everything that's shitty.
Matter of fact, if you guys can send us some, somebody can send us one of those, we'll get a Bud Light and put them right side by side. They're both going to be crap, but they got to taste the exact same, I bet.
Let's do that. Yeah, that's the next chugging challenge. It's up to you guys. Somebody get a hold of us.
Spoon will chug the Bud Light. I'll chug the 7-Eleven beer.
Well, here's what we'll do is email us and let us know. Go to our contact form or send it to webmaster@shouldidrinkthat.com and let us know if you could get us one of these beers because we don't want like a whole case of the shit showing
up. Yeah, I just want one.
And
we just want
we'll
one.
Notify the person to say, okay, send it to us or whatever.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
And I'm willing to bet it's probably going to be Coon Cat is the guy that sends
it to probably.
Us. Yeah, probably. He sends us all the stuff that we got to chug.
Yeah, he's in Ohio, so.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah, and if you want us to chug it to music, feel free.
Pour some of that shit in this glass, bitch.
Oh, damn it.
That's good. I don't know what kind of germs you got, but alcohol kills
it. It's alcohol, yeah. So back to the beer, Spoon. Brown Angel?
It's pretty good. I like it.
Phenomenal. I love this
beer. I really like this label, too.
I love the Clementine. We're talking about two different beer styles here. They're both great, but so far, that double brown is amazing.
It's Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown from Drawn Together.
Hey, did you know they have a movie?
Yeah, I own it.
The unrated one that came out that went straight to DVD?
I own it.
We got to watch that tonight. I want to see that. I saw that in the... Oh, that's why I forgot to bring
it. I'm a huge fan of that show, dude. All my favorite shows get canceled because they're just wrong.
One thing I want...
Tripping the Rift is the other one.
One thing I wanted to bring with me tonight, I just now remembered it. Of course, you know, I didn't write this shit down before I left the house. I've got the Playboy that's the 3D version.
Nice.
I have a subscription to Playboy.
Does it come with glasses and shit?
It does.
That's weird.
Because there's ads in it for True Blood.
Oh, look, nipples.
Well, there's ads in it for True Blood, right, which are all in 3D. So I looked at the whole, you know, Playmate Centerfold, whatever, Playmate of the Year in 3D. What a waste of time. What a waste of paper.
Yeah. Well, to me, Playboy's a waste of paper.
Well, you know what? Playboy, you're trying to figure out why you're losing all this money and everything.
I mean, you just do it for tradition, right?
Yeah, it's one of those I've had
respect.
Since, like, 94.
Yeah, right.
And just, you know, I keep getting it.
Unless she lets you.
Yeah, she actually renews it for me every year for my birthday.
See, there you go.
And it's one of these things.
She reads the articles.
Actually, we both read the articles in it because they do have some decent interviews.
They do. They do.
They really just missed the boat on craft
beer. Age
of
the internet, though, man. I mean,
hell yeah. If I want porn, I'll go find porn. I look at it more
It's not even that. Their online stuff is doing way better than the magazine it has.
You know, I read it because I want to know what interests these girls and what really, you know, makes them tick.
When you flip that centerfold over and has all their hobbies and interests, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and there's a reason why I want to bring that up. So the one who's Miss June or whatever, I forget what issue I have, Miss May, I guess.
Boobs are neat.
She's like 19, something like that. And there's a picture of her from her senior year of high school, which would have been like last summer.
Yeah.
And she said, wow, how time flies.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Eat a
bullet. It's been a year. She looks exactly the same. I'm like... I'm glad that, you know, I don't have to have a conversation with you because I'd probably just shoot myself.
I went from a cheerleader whore to Playboy in 3 months.
Oh,
good Lord.
My God. I do read it for some of the articles. I actually do read it for the articles.
Yes,
and they do have some good, like, cooking things that are in there once in a while.
I pick Playboy just out of respect, man.
Hey, he's had it going on this long. God bless him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, so final thoughts on this beer.
Again, dude, excellent, excellent beer. If you can get the clown shoes where you're at. And by the way, note for Jesse, bring this to PA.
Absolutely. Bring all these to PA, dude. You got to get these down here.
Yeah. Would love it. Or just send us some on like a bi-monthly basis. That'd be great.
See, here's something I want to know about, too.
What's that?
All right, so I'm looking at how much money you can get for when you recycle these. You'd think that in the state of Massachusetts that you get more than 5 cents because the other states you get 10 cents.
Well, they stopped doing that in PA because the whole damn recycling thing is such a joke.
And we're all alcoholics. We probably would put the state out of business. Because they'd have to keep paying us.
You know what I like about this gigantic beer glass, dude? I can, like...
You can swish it around.
Swirl it, and yeah.
Now, see, that's
it's
the thing.
Great for that.
That's one of those things, though, that wine people don't get when beer people will swish it around. Like, they do the same thing to release the aromas. Beer people do the same thing.
I do the same. I do that for aroma and also to regain the head retention.
There's a very fine line between, you know, beer people and wine people, but also there's a lot of crossovers on what we do to appreciate beer and what they do to appreciate wine. They keep looking
at how you get aromas and, you know.
Well, the thing is, a lot of them think perception. Too, and I know it's just from dealing with family members who are like this, because they think, "Oh, you're drinking beer. Oh, you're getting drunk and stupid." Meanwhile, they drink like ass loads of wine.
Yeah, right.
Oh, like, you have to appreciate the craftsmanship that goes into this. This is why
especially me as a home brewer, dude. I'm anal about it. All right, Spoon. Let's rinse these beer glasses out and then try beer number three. What do we got, Spoon? What do we got?
Clown Shoes Black IPA Hoppy Feet.
Now, this isn't actually an official style, but it may be in the future. It's kind of brand new.
I haven't seen too many black IPAs out there. I've seen enough from the bigger names.
Rogue has one, yeah.
But it's good to see that even the guys that are starting up are trying to, you know, nail down a black IPA. I'm curious to see how this is going to taste.
It's a new style, dude. I'm actually going to homebrew one myself here pretty soon.
Handcrafted India Pale Ale. All right, well, let's crack this one open. Oh, my God. Look at the head on that thing. That's awesome. Oh, that's beautiful. I know the glass has a lot to do with that, too. I mean, that just looks
gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm
not going to get that in this big-ass glass, but we'll see.
Now it looks a little bit more even there with our pours.
That's because you poured first.
I know. I wanted to try to get a little bit more.
I'm greedy.
Oh, wow. Look at this. That's definitely dark.
Yeah.
That's black. Very black.
As I was pouring that, you could smell the hops.
Oh, dude, you just take a big old whiff of that.
That citrusy hop aroma. Oh, my God. It's like a bastard child. You know, if a stout had sex with an IPA, this is what you get.
And here's one thing, too, that that we usually do while we're...
it's amazing.
While we're trying to get the aroma of this, if you're new into the whole craft beer thing, or if you haven't tried this before, keep your mouth open and inhale as you're trying to get the aroma to it, because you pick up a lot more.
Quaff it.
Yes. You're getting a lot more hops to it than you would just normally taking a big old whiff of it.
Yep.
And surprisingly, you know who brought that up too? Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show.
She had to hear that from somebody else.
She had to have. Because when I came home the one day, Lushy usually watches like the first 15 minutes of it and then deletes it. Well, because they're always
beer?
Well, they're always drinking on the show. Like every Wednesday, they get tanked.
Really?
Actually, almost every day they get tanked. You have to like DVR it sometime and just see it. They get tanked all the time. And when she was drinking some beers the one time, the guy that was on the show with her said, you know, open your mouth and inhale with it. Inhale as you're getting the aroma to it. She's like, oh my God, this is a whole different profile.
You do, man. A lot of hops in this one, dude. Little coffee aroma, but a lot of hops, dude.
Oh.
Did you try it?
I want to dance.
All right, let me give this a shot, bud. Why don't you read a little bottle description there, what they have to say.
Sure. The one thing I do want to bring up, too, is before I had mentioned, I don't drink coffee because I don't like coffee.
Oh, my God, this beer is phenomenal.
I kind of like the taste of coffee in my beer. I don't like coffee, that whole thing. Anyways. Hoppy Feet has been lovingly crafted by combining premium malt with lots, and I mean lots, of Amarillo and Columbus hops. Oh, yeah. You're getting the hops. Wow. Oh, man. Just the aftertaste on that. That's nice. Grapefruit and pine are balanced on the nose. Ooh. I didn't get pine.
I got the piney hops. Yeah.
Grapefruit and pine are balanced on the nose and on the palate by a nutty with a lot of teas. Dark chocolate and roasted backbone. I'm absolutely getting that.
Yep, me too.
I'm not getting the piney as much. I got a little bit of the grapefruit.
Think when you think piney, it's the hop bite, the piney hops.
Yeah, you're not talking like Christmas tree like with my gin.
No, hell no. Not that juniper crap.
We dedicate this brew to the shoe. This is 7% alcohol by volume. The shoe.
The shoe.
You know what? I hope that they have some kind of character or logo that is the shoe.
Oh, dude, the shoes themselves. Actually, dude, look. It's on the other
two
bottles.
The shoes. Yeah, you see that, but they need like some like guy in a big fucking shoe thing, like walking around at their festivals going,
a shit-faced alcoholic Ronald McDonald.
I'm a shoe. I'm a goddamn shoe.
An AA member Ronald McDonald would be a great fucking mascot.
Well, you know, McDonald's is like trying to get away from the whole Ronald McDonald thing. Because
they're not. They're defending that because...
parents groups were against McDonald's.
Not even parents. Assholes.
We'll call them parents groups because most parents groups are assholes, even though
they disguise themselves as parent groups, dude. They're assholes.
I once dreamed about having a kid.
I know what's better for your life than you do. It's like the Joe Camel thing.
I have a shit
suit. Joe Camel makes kids smoke. No, it doesn't. Shut up.
No, alcohol makes me smoke.
Ronald McDonald does not make kids fat. The parents do.
You know what? We need to get like Joe Camel.
Christ.
We need to get a bottle of beer smoking a camel. That's exactly why I do what I do.
Hey, exactly.
I smoke because I drink. I drink because I smoke. Fuck. Hey!
Yeah, that's a whole other tangent. I don't want to go on the show, dude.
Drink, motherfucker. Drink, motherfucker. Drink, motherfucker. Yeah. All right.
So Hoppy Feet, it is a black IPA. Like I said, this is kind of a new and upcoming emerging style.
I really like it, though.
Yeah. It's an amazing way to go. And what I tell people all the time that, like you hear, I don't like IPAs or I don't like stouts. Try this.
This is the best of both worlds. Yes,
it's a merge of the two. So
I really like this.
And you get that, like, coffee-colored head to this. Kind of resembles, like, espresso.
Here's what you do. If you have a stout friend, because this probably won't work with an IPA friend.
Wait, are you talking to a big fat friend? Like a stout friend?
No, like a friend who
loves a stout style of beer.
Exactly. You find a friend
really
who's...
really stout friends.
Present company excluded. I'm a fluffer, Spoon whatever.
Stout.
Whatever.
He's a bear in the gay bars.
Wow! Dick!
Yeah.
Eat a bullet.
That too.
Now, you find a friend who's really big into stouts and porters, and you give them this one, but you don't tell them that it's a black IPA. I bet you they will love this. And then once you say, you know, it's a black IPA, they'll go, get the hell out. Yeah. No way. I don't like this beer.
Yeah.
This will convert them.
Yep. So what I love about this beer, dude, it's you get that dark roast coffee stout flavor and that floral hops right along with it. I mean, it's amazing. It's actually brewed with Pilsner and Crystal Malts, giving a nice, like, that cereal grain sweetness to it and that real crisp, dry finish.
Yeah.
And they also use a debittered black malt to give it that really black, dark, you know, color.
Okay.
And an appearance, or the SRMs, as we spoke about earlier in the show.
Shrimps.
It kind of finishes a little dry, which is great, because they do dry hop this beer. And this is 7% ABV, like Spoon said. And they actually, he gave us some food pairings for this. Bacon and blue cheese.
Oh,
dude,
God.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, that sounds so awesome right now.
Awesome, yeah. Hamburgers, barbecue.
That sounds fantastic. Oh, barbecue. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, right. It's available year-round. Serving temperature 50 to 55 degrees, which is kind of my standard anyway. It's across the board for me, that temperature range. But, yeah, this is an amazing black IPA, man. New style.
I love it. And I absolutely love it.
Kind of emerged maybe last year or so, the style.
I started to see it come around, I think it was late.
At least in the PA area.
Yeah. It's, I think it was late 2008, early 2009 is when they were starting.
Early 2008, you think?
Late 2008, I think, is when I first started reading about it, that it was coming around. I'm sure it's been around for a while. It's just we don't really see a lot of it around here.
Yeah.
And now that
it's new to this area, pretty much.
And now that we're world travelers with going to Bourbon, Ohio. So overall, how would you rate Clown Shoes?
Oh, dude, A+ all Fantastic. Across the board, man.
These are great beers. Jesse, awesome job, dude.
This is great.
If you guys can get your hands on some of these beers, we'll have links to their website and everything.
Yeah, they don't really have a website, per se.
I saw the one for the brewery.
He said they were working on one, but yeah.
We'll at least get you in touch with the brewery so you can figure out from there really how to pick up these beers. But yeah, it's great beers, awesome labels. I really hope to see a lot more from these guys. They make an awesome product.
Yeah, so Clown Shoes across the board.
I give them a thumbs up. I mean, it's good.
They make these three beers so far, as far as I know. Exclusively. I'm hoping they make more because I'm really happy with what they're doing right now. What's your favorite of the night, Spoon?
Oh, damn.
I love all three, so this is very hard for me to make that decision. Well, especially see, like you said
it's
earlier,
different
these are
situations.
Three different styles.
Yeah.
So
all right. Well, first of all,
we can't pit them against each other.
Right.
Let's discuss your how you feel about each style, okay. and how that beer fits in with that. How's that?
Okay, well, first of all, the Clementine, I think, is awesome for a summer beer.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I would drink quite a few of these. Now, the only thing is I wish they were in smaller bottles, because after a few of these, if you're hanging out and you're like, okay, I'm ready to go inside, the Bomber bottle is a little bit much, because you're making a commitment to go ahead and drinking it. But on the flip side, I think it's an awesome beer, and I'd sit there and finish it.
Yeah, yeah.
The Brown Angel, it's a very good double brown.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would buy too many more of them, because I'm not a big brown fan.
I'm not either, but that one, to me, is not a typical brown ale.
If I saw it, I would buy it, but it's not something that I would say, oh, I have a craving for it right now.
I think out of these three, the brown ale is my top.
I have to go with the Black IPA.
See, this is why this is hard, because I love all three.
Right.
That Black IPA kicks ass.
The Black IPA is the one that I'm going to finish my night off with. I have a great dinner. I want to sit back and chill. This is what I'm going to drink, is the brown or the Black IPA.
Black IPA. Well, let me clarify, I guess, and maybe this will help, is I think the reason I love that brown ale so much, because it's not the typical brown ale. It impressed me.
That makes sense.
A lot of brown ales don't. That one is above and beyond a brown ale. I love it.
Well, I think overall we agree that these are three fantastic beers.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. They did a great job, and I'm really glad that they went ahead and they went with their passion to make these beers, because Jesse, you guys, man, these are awesome beers.
And you may have given me a motivation to do this for SIDT.
Ooh,
should I drink that brand beer? So how's that?
Oh, you know what? There's a lot of people that are asking us at PodCamp last year for like PodCamp type beers and stuff like that.
That may be in our future, so
let's talk about that.
Yeah.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This has been Sick Puppy.
Or even if it's crap,
we drink it
so you don't have to.
That's right, brother. We out.
Bitches!
Eat a bullet.